Dover Coast Guard, Dover Coast Guard, Littlestone Lifeboat, Littlestone Lifeboat.
Littlestone Lifeboat, this is Dover Coast Guard, over.
Dillis is, well, an institution really for us.
And everybody knows that when they come here, Dillis is part of the furniture.
A unique member of this crew. She's always there for the dog walkers to feed and water the dogs, no matter what the weather.
I've known Dillis for nearly 40 odd years. She's very kind-hearted. She'll do anything for anybody. She's got that mama feel about her.
I wish you guys come to see you.
Oh, no.
I'm John. I'm a helmsman at Littlestone Lifeboat Station. Dillis is a living link with the old days for us. She goes back to the days of wooden lifeboats, you know, the whole family mucking in to launch the boat, and it reminds us what it's born out of and where we've come, how far we've come, in as we come out of the 20th century into the 21st. And, you know, there's Dillis coming to the end of her lifeboat career. But it shows us what the institution is built on.
On behalf of the station, I think, and all the dog walkers, after many years of Dillis being here, she's not to forget us.
Can I just say something for Mum? The Euler family have had a long association with the lifeboat. It most probably goes back about 130, 140 years. Mum was one of the original ladies that used to launch the lifeboat at Dungeness. I just want to say thank you very much for the support that Mum has received from all the crew.
And
of course the dogs.
At 96 years of age, it's really kept her going. But there comes a time when everybody has to retire, I suppose, and that's what she's decided to do now.
Do you remember growing up hearing about what she had done, pulling the boats in and out of the water?
Yes, I mean, back in the early 50s, I suppose, and the ladies at the time, there used to be the Dungeness, the ladies that used to help launch the Dungeness lifeboat. And Mum was one of those ladies. There were about 20 of them all together. And unfortunately, most of them have now passed on. And it's not something that the ladies get so involved in. I know there's some crew members, but it tends to be more the men that are involved with the lifeboats these days. Because in those days, it was a lot of manual work. They used to pull the woods up and down the beach. And it was hard work as well. So you'd have two or three ladies pulling these large woods that the lifeboat used to run on as it went off the end of the slipway, across the top of the beach and down into the water.
It was such a lovely surprise. I never expected anything. I came as usual this morning and I thought nobody would be here. A bit overwhelming, I'm afraid. I'm not used to it. I'm in the background normally, not in the front.
And seeing all the people around here and all the dogs that have come out.
But it's the dogs that I love. Every Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, they come in and have their biscuit. And it's lovely to see them.
So, Dillis, when did you first start with the R&I?
1972.
And what does the R&I mean to you?
It means too much, actually, because it's going to be a terrific break. I should get used to it, no doubt, but at the moment, I can't believe I'm not going to do it.
How you used to pull the boats out of the water at Dungeness. You were part of that group of women. What was that like?
We got terribly cold and wet at times, but we managed. One time, three efforts to get the boat afloat. That was the old boat up at Dungeness. But we made it. And we'd get up any time and go. We just didn't think. I got the bicycle out and away we went.